Hello, my name is Danny Shi. I'm a program manager on the Parallel Extensions to .NET team. Today I'm going to talk about how easy it is to refactor sequential loops so that they execute in parallel using some of the new APIs that we've added in Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4. So without further ado, let's get started. Here I'm running Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2. I've got a pretty simple C# console application where I've already written some code. In the main method, I have some timing infrastructure, and I've also written a short work function. This doWork method will execute n number of multi-add operations. What I'm trying to do here is simulate a CPU-intensive workload. Now, for anyone who's written code in C-like languages, the for loop construct should be very familiar. It's a pretty common thing to see in any application, and more often than not, it represents a significant amount of work for an app. So I'm just going to write my own for loop here, where I will execute 10,000 iterations, and each iteration will execute 10,000 multi-add operations. To parallelize this, I'm going to be using a new component in .NET 4 called the Task Parallel Library, or TPL for short. In order to actually use TPL, I've got to bring in a namespace, system.grading.tasks, and once that is done, I can access this parallel class, where I see methods like for each, invoke, and as you may have guessed, for is a library-based way to execute a parallel for loop. The simplest overload of parallel for takes three parameters. The first two allow me to specify a range, so I can do 0 to 10,000. And the last parameter is a action delegate that will be the body that this parallel loop will execute. So I'm going to express that as a lambda expression. And the one parameter that the delegate takes is an integer that will be the iteration index. So now I can use the same workload that I did for the sequential loop, and then I can build and run, see what the performance is like. So as you can see, I'm getting near linear speed up on this dual-core laptop, even in the presence of this screencast recording software running in the background. Now, another thing that's pretty common to do in loops is to break out of them. For example, if I wanted to stop executing the sequential loop on the 500th iteration, I might write something like this. Now, this break keyword is recognized by the C# language compiler, so unfortunately, it's not going to be valid outside of this context. So in order to support this scenario, we've added other overloads of parallel for. The overloads that I want take a parallel loop state in the body delegate. So I'm going to use this overload and I'm going to rewrite my lambda expression, and I'll specify the types out to make everything clear. Once I've done this, I can write something like if I is equal to 500. I can see what's on this loop state object. As you can see, there's a break method and a stop method. The difference here is that break ensures that all earlier iterations in the loop are executed before actually exiting the loop. So in this case, all the iterations from 0 to 499 would execute, would finish executing before this loop exited. So in a sense, it's the closest you can get to the notion of breaking out of a sequential loop. The stop method makes no such guarantees. What stop is saying is, this loop is done, and it should exit as soon as possible. Whichever method I choose will try to stop future iterations from starting and running. And I should also use the return statement after this to make sure that this iteration also returns. That's it for now. Check back later for future posts. We're trying to do a series here. Thanks for watching.